In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The psalmist David once proclaimed these words, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of glory shall come in." This was the ancient call of the psalmist David speaking on behalf of God. It was a call to the entire world and to the faithful to make ready and to be watching for the coming of the Messiah in the flesh. "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, that the King of glory shall come in." Because that, dear brothers and sisters, is where and how salvation is found. Salvation is found in the watching. And so that means that the only way that you and I will ever miss him is if we are not watching for him. "And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. And she was," said the evangelist, "bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called to her and said to her, 'Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity.' And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God." This woman in today's gospel shows us in the flesh how you and I are so often in our souls. "Behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years, and she was bent over and in no way could raise herself up." She could not physically lift her head. She could not physically see the Lord coming her way. She could not physically do as the psalmist David said in that psalm, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall enter in." But knowing just how bad it is for someone to be hunched over and to possibly miss him as he passes by, Jesus does what he does best. He speaks and he touches. He heals. And in him and in his gifts, all is well. And if you and I are only willing, then he comes to do the same today for all of us. So I ask you just to ponder, what is it in your life that keeps you hunched over? What is it that keeps you looking down to the ground? Or worse yet, looking at yourself? What is it that keeps you from raising your head and seeing your King and welcoming him as he comes to us again this Christmas? The list of what it might be for you that keeps you bent over and looking to the ground, or what it might be for me, that list could go on and on. But let me just say this. Whatever it might be, today Jesus wants to make you well again. Just as it is with this woman in today's gospel, Jesus is not interested in 12-step programs, and he is not asking you to do X, Y, and Z, and then he will think about making you well. No, what Jesus does is always a gift. It is all Christ, and all for you, and all because he loves you. And the only thing he asks, the only thing he asks is that you want to be made well. Because Jesus will never force you to raise your head. If you're happy, you're just looking to the ground. But if you've looked at the ground long enough, or thought about yourself long enough, or pondered your own problems long enough, you realize very quickly that that kind of life is no fun at all. It's not fun to be self-consumed. Because when you and I are staring at our own feet, we end up missing so much beauty and so much love and so much joy. In a word, you and I end up missing Jesus himself. But that is why we come to this place. Because like he always promises, Jesus is here again today, and he is here to make us well again. And he comes today so that when he comes again as a baby in just a few weeks, when he gives you and I the joy of entering into Bethlehem, in entering into the manger, and seeing the little babe placed there with his mother and his father, you and I might experience that same mystery, that God loves us enough to come as one of us, to come as a baby, and that we might experience it with eyes open, ears listening, and hearts full. Because it would literally kill Jesus, in fact it did, to know that come December 25th, you and I are staring at the ground and we miss his glorious arrival in the flesh. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.